So it's moral dilemma time.
The story so far, have we got this right? You were walking and you encountered four young women.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was sitting. I was sitting. Actually, we need a jury as well. We want to get a jury involved here.
All right,
here
we go. At the strips, were
you? No, this is during the day. Okay. Right? I'll tell you the story.
You're not unknown for
no,
people.
No, absolutely, you're right. No, it was during the day. Okay. I'll get to the story in a second, but we need a jury.
Yeah, we've got the family passes to Taronga Zoo up for grabs. 131060 lines are open. Get your tickets at taronga.org.au or get them from us for free. 131060 lines are open. All you're going to do is pass judgment on Husey. Simple yes or no. 131060 lines are open.
Absolutely. When we look for the jury, Edward, do you do equal men and women?
I don't see gender.
Or is it a non-binary?
But whoever calls. So, but if you want a family pass to Taronga Zoo,
pups.
It's a yes or no question you need to answer. So.
Hear them not bark. Did you know that?
Well, Who's not barking?
Dingoes don't bark.
Don't they?
No.
There you go.
What do they do?
I want to say yelp, but I know I'm wrong.
They howl.
Let's get to the dilemma.
Yeah. All right. So it's Saturday afternoon. This Saturday afternoon, my 10-year-old daughter's having her birthday party. It's a sleepover. She's got six of her girlfriends come over, including my daughter, the eight of them. So we're looking for something to do. Let's go to a park. All right. So I walk them down to a park. I'm sitting on a bench while they're all playing in the trees and, you know, just having a great time.
Cartwheeling.
Absolutely. Mm. And then in the park, walks past, I think there was four dressed up young women who obviously had started their Saturday night early because they were like shot. One of them is drinking out of a large bottle of vodka.
Ow. Oh, straight from the bottle.
Yeah, just sipping it and passing it around.
Prinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Pre-drinks.
One of them had a large bottle of orange juice, it must have been. So it was like they were doing the vodka and orange preloading before they were going to some sort of festival type situation.
Right. Okay.
So they walk past the park bench that I'm on. And there they are. I reckon they're 21, 22 maybe.
Mm. Perfect.
Yeah, having the time of their lives.
Hey, lovely.
So, but as they walk past, they walk another probably 10 metres past me, they get onto the road, and then one with the big bottle of vodka just hurls it into the bushes. And then the one with the orange juice bottle just hurls that into the bushes. So I'm just sitting there.
Were they playing some weird game of that Swedish game people always play in parks with those blocks of wood? Kaplunk or whatever?
They were just littering. They were
because
the one with the vodka, does anyone else want any more? And the other said no. So she just threw it in.
No, thanks.
Yeah. And so the other one just threw it.
3 years ago, they would have been all worshipping Greta at some climate change.
I don't know. I think these girls would have been.
Don't you?
I don't reckon they were too politically motivated.
Also, they're fun.
Yeah, but
fun. But littering. Littering's
these girls
not fun.
Fun.
The question
Greta's
for me, it happened well within my view. They didn't watch. They didn't know I was watching, but I was very close.
Oh. Four young girls. How would you not be watching?
No, they were really close to me. Yeah. The young girls. They were adults. They were definitely all adults.
Oh, of course.
But I wanted to yell out, hey, pick that up. Don't litter. I wanted to yell out this.
Sometimes.
Do the right thing. Right. Do the right thing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to have a reminder, even though it always makes you angry.
Should have I yelled out, do the right thing?
Okay.
That's the question. And I wrestled with whether to do it or not.
When they threw the bottles.
Do the right thing.
When they threw the bottles.
Hurled them. It was a hurl. It was an absolute hurl.
Into bushes.
Into bushes, yep.
So could you see them at the base of the bush or did they sort of get caught up in the bush?
I couldn't see them, but they were easy to find. It wasn't down a cliff.
Yeah.
Like it would have been easy for them to go and hang on, we have done the wrong thing here. Let's go and pick our bottle of vodka up and pick our carton.
Did they throw, were the bottles empty at that point?
No,
or they threw them with alcohol in them?
There was enough in there, yeah.
That's weird. Maybe they were coming back to get them.
No. There was no lid. No, it was a proper.
Well, my girlfriend did that once.
It wasn't a stash.
And hit a bottle up a tree.
No, but it wasn't.
No.
This was a hurl.
Okay, all right.
They weren't accurate enough to... Yeah, right. And the lids were off. There was
lids were off?
Yeah, it was a lid off. It was one more skull and then throw. Hughie, Ed and Erin. Prince Harry's autobiography, Spare, as my wife has just texted me to say, it's the fastest selling non-fiction book of all time. Did you say that or not? Is it?
Well, it's actually not. It's never going to beat the Bible, so let's just wind that back.
But not fastest selling.
No, I think it was moves.
But this is non-fiction.
Oh.
That's fair to
say. Whoa.
Oh. Well,
we're coming up. We're going down that track. No. I'm just saying. Anyway,
give out your Twitter handle.
I'm a Catholic, so I can, you know.
Anyway,
studied it. So here we go.
You've studied it.
Well, I grew up. I went to Catholic primary and secondary school. Went to a Christian Brothers college, where Christian Brothers used to teach me day after day,
year after year.
So Harry.
So Prince Harry, his autobiography. We already talked about. We already heard him singing an Elton John song. Look, he refers to his mummy right through the book from start to finish.
And he calls her mummy?
Mummy, yeah.
That's a very English thing, isn't it, for adults to call their parents mummy?
Let's have a listen to him talking about mummy.
He loathed it when mummy dressed us in the same outfits. They'd been friends of mummy. I'd step forward, whisper, mummy, is that you?
So it's a lot of mummy talk.
Mm.
He also obviously obsessed with what happened. To his mummy,
yes.
She died very young, obviously, when her and her boyfriend's car went through a tunnel in Paris because the driver was drunk.
Was he?
Well, that's what the police report said.
Has he entertained any of the other speculation about how mummy died, do you think? Do you know what I mean? That would be painful, but you would if you were looking for answers.
He blames the press. Yes. He said they hounded her and that's why she died. Yes. But you know what? I just don't think he's not very self-aware. Like, for example, he was in Paris going to the Rugby World Cup or something as an adult, and he said he wanted to go through the tunnel and he wanted to go through the tunnel at the same speed that mummy went through the tunnel.
Right.
But just have a listen to what he says here.
I want to go through it. You want to go through the tunnel? At 65 miles per hour, to be precise. Let's do it. Billy added that if the driver ever revealed to another human that we'd asked him to do this, we'd find him and there would be hell to pay.
Yeah, but you've written it in the book.
So, yes.
So all the whole time he's talking about how he just valued his privacy while writing every single thing and giving away all these secrets from other people.
Yes.
But the whole time, no one values my privacy. Why have you written a book then?
And done a Netflix series.
Absolutely ridiculous.
What, does he address that?
No. Not at any point does he address
his
the
own
fact
hypocrisy.
That he's now giving away all these other secrets.
And other people's secrets.
Yes, other people's secrets while whinging about the press invading his privacy.
What sort of secrets?
For cash.
Give me some of the secrets.
That he gives away.
I'll
get to that in a minute. He absolutely slaughters his brother in the book. His brother has every reason never to... like associate with him again. It's crazy how he treats his brother in this book, in my opinion. But here's an example of him having a go at the press, all right? So he bangs on about how many drugs he takes. So he's on cocaine, Well, that's his words. Here's him talking about marijuana.
I believe that was also the night I smoked an entire shopping bag of weed.
So through the whole book, I'm on weed, I'm on coke,
right.
I'm drunk out of my mind. Through the whole book. And then he complains about the press doing this.
In this editor's estimation, Marco said, I was a drug addict.
Mate, you're the one banging on about being on drugs the whole time.
Oh.
I think it's reasonable for the press to have that sort of, headline. Here's another one. He blames the press for so many girls leaving him.
She likes me, I said. Loves me. I guess. But she doesn't like the baggage that comes with me. Doesn't like everything that comes with being royal. The press and so forth. And none of that is ever going away. So what hope is there?
Did any point, Harry, do you think maybe these girls just don't like you?
No. Because
every single woman who left him, it's because of the press.
Yes.
None of them left him because of his personality.
Yeah, no.
In fact, he's a drongo. All right. This is a big one for me. Look, The big Nazi uniform thing, yeah?
Yes.
So when
yes.
Harry, when he was, we went to a fancy dress party in 2005, mm-hmm. wore a Nazi uniform mm-hmm. and has never lived it down. People mm-hmm. still remember it. Mm. Who does he blame
oh, wow.
for wearing the Nazi yes. uniform? He went to a uniform shop. He said his brother was going dressed as a tiger or a leopard or something.
Mm-hmm.
He had two choices at the uniform shop. He had the Nazi uniform. And
only two choices yes. in a costume shop.
According to him, he had two choices, Nazi uniform and British uniform. He right. rang his brother, the future king,
yes.
William. He rang yes. William and mm-hmm. Kate, the future queen, and asked their opinion. Have a listen.
I phoned William and Kate, asked what they thought. Nazi uniform, they said. I rented it plus a silly moustache and went back to the house. I tried it all on. They both howled. Worse than Willie's leotard outfit.
They laughed.
Right.
William and Kate made yeah. him wear the Nazi uniform.
Notice how he goes, and a silly moustache.
Yes.
Which... Hang on, Nazi uniform and a silly moustache. Who does that remind me of in history?
How many stars?
I love it. I'm giving it 5 stars.
There's 5 stars!
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Is Alec Baldwin a villain?
Ah. Or a hero?
He can't be a hero.
Well, he's not a hero.
He pulled the trigger and shot
yes.
someone.
Which has catapulted him back into the news because he's now been charged after this unfortunate shooting that happened on a set.
Yeah, because the person he shot
How
died.
Long ago was that, Edward? A year yeah, and a half ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, about a year, yes.
A year ago. Anyway, but I'm not so interested in Alec Baldwin as I am in his absolutely insane wife.
Yeah.
She calls herself Ilaria.
Yep.
And she got busted for pretending that she's Spanish. So much so that when Alec Baldwin first talked about her when he was on Letterman
yep.
in 2013, a year after they'd met or got married or whatever, he said, "My wife is Spanish."
Right?
What does that mean?
That she's Spanish, that she was born in Spain.
She comes from Spain.
Yeah.
She certainly speaks with a Spanish accent.
Well,
when she came out recently, in fact 2 days ago, to tell the press to leave her alone and Alec after these charges. So have a listen to her accent.
I want you guys to realize that we have 7 kids. And you being here to escort them to school and to be there when they come home is not good. So on a human level, you guys know I'm not going to say anything to you. You know that.
Okay.
So please.
Right. That's someone.
It sounds like it could be Penelope Cruz.
Yes, yes. She sounds. Yes.
Selma Hayek. Is she? Or is she Mexican, Selma?
She may be Mexican. She's Mexican.
But she speaks
someone
Spanish.
Who grew up speaking Spanish.
Well, I'll tell you what's really strange. Mm-hmm. So she got busted after she was on a cooking show. People went foraging through things.
Yeah.
English is a second language. So difficult for her. She couldn't remember the name of a basic salad ingredient.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, cucumbers.
How you say cucumbers?
How you say in English?
But can I say?
Cucumbers.
And my heart goes out to anyone who has English as a second language because people who grow up speaking English from birth don't realize how hard it is to enter a new culture and try to learn a second language. It's really hard, and these people deserve our sympathy, and they deserve to be given some leeway when they can't think of words.
That's true. Yeah. Except she was born Hillary Lynn Haywood Thomas in Boston, Massachusetts, not as she originally claimed, in Spain. Her mum was a doctor.
Did they move away straight away and so she grew up in Spain?
No, when she was confronted with having...
She didn't grow up in Spain.
Faked her. No, she had holidays in Spain.
But she spent most of her time in America.
She's American.
And her parents
Her father can trace his origins apparently back to the Mayflower.
That's pretty American.
How did she learn?
Pretty American.
How did she lose the word cucumber?
How did she? Do you want to hear her real accent?
Yes.
This is her talking about because she's a mad yogi. Mm. She does yoga.
Mm.
She's also been accused of faking some of the pregnancies of her now 7 children.
Faking the
pregnancies. So she can talk about how she bounces back. You know the people who love to talk about bouncing back. But listen, this is her voice, mysteriously American.
It's not easy. And I think part of it is that I'm in shape before I have a baby. Yeah, yeah. And then I stay active when I'm pregnant. Yeah. And I'm not trying to stay thin. I'm just trying to keep my circulation going and stretching and keep my muscle tone up.
Okay. So that's her voice. The voice of a white American woman.
Yeah. She's a fantasist.
Alec Baldwin. Oh, so this is what I don't understand. Mm. She obviously lied to him when they got together because he totally believed that she was Spanish.
Right.
So much so he impersonates her accent, but her accent, of course, is a fake accent. Mm. This was him talking to Letterman about his Spanish wife.
My wife's on the phone with her hairdresser or her friend. She's like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock? My wife is from Spain. Mm-hmm. And she said, blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to be racist when I put that accent on there, by the way.
What does Nick? Just
Nick Google.
Crazy.
How does he? That's.
Well, since so then, she's come out and she said she's between two cultures. She's given all seven kids Spanish names.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all.
So is there any Spanish in her family? Is her grandmother Spanish?
No. She has no Spanish in her family.
Right.
Her father spoke Spanish at university.
Yeah. So it's like you, because you went to Italy for 2 years, just coming back
and speaking like that. Hey, how you say? How you say? A pasta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same word in Italian.
So you went to Italy, but now you speak like Super Mario.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Yesterday, a woman said, do you want a lift? You know, she sat beside me on the plane. She started talking to me just before we landed, which is the time we talk to people, isn't it? If you want to talk to someone, you wait till you're just about to land.
So. You don't start at the at the beginning of the trip because you don't know what Pandora's box you'll be unlocking and what bees will be buzzing you for the next hour and a half.
She'd been on a trip because her husband had given her a gift for her 50th birthday party. So, and she'd taken her two daughters somewhere and, you know, good on them. So, and they were coming home. One of the daughters was coming home. So, so we're there at the airport and she said, have you got a car? I said, no. And she said, do you want a lift? I told her where I was going. She said, we live just next to it. I said, fair enough. All right. So.
Which is so nice.
Yeah.
So I'm in the car with this woman and her daughter, who I think was either 16 or 18. So yeah.
Did you sit in the front seat or the back seat? Where
I sat in the front seat. Sat in the front seat.
Did you?
Yes. Well, the daughter immediately went for the back, so there was no choice. I had to sit in the. Wouldn't it be weird if the mum was in the front and I'm in the back seat with the daughter? Wouldn't we?
Like a loner.
So we're. We're driving to my hotel, and she starts the conversation, and. We're talking about parents, you know, parents and whether your parents are still alive or not.
Yes.
And she said, I said, my dad is no longer with us. My mum is. My mum's 82. And she said, well, she said her dad is 82 and her mum is no longer alive. Hmm. All right. And so I said, fair enough. And I said, how's your dad going? And she said, well, he's got the start of dementia, she said. I said, oh, that's sad. And I said, how is that playing out? She said, he's losing his inhibitions. And I'm like, oh, well, I said, well, how's that working? And she said, he continues to rack up the girlfriends at the age of 82.
Is he in a home?
I don't believe so, no. But he keeps getting new girlfriends. And she said, he's got two girlfriends on the go at the moment. Wow. I said, at the age of 82, she said, yep, two girlfriends. And I said, oh, wow, good on him. And she said, yes, but it's tough for me. And I said, why? And she said, because I have to take him to the doctors to Yes. Yeah. She's got to take him to the doctors to get his Viagra prescriptions. So she's.
Wow.
And she said that it's embarrassing for her because they turn up there and they're at the doctors. And dad goes, why are we here? And she has to say, to get your Viagra.
Well, why? Because I would go, if you've forgotten, a blessing for both of us. Let's just go home.
I actually said that to her and she said no, because then he remembers later on and then she's got to go back. So you've got to follow it through because he's going through the Viagra. I said, how often are you going? She said, once a month.
Wow.
They're going to the doctors to get Viagra for her 82-year-old dad once a month.
And how old? Man. How many do you get in a bottle?
I asked that. I said to her. I wasn't. I don't know. And we didn't actually get the answer to that. I didn't get the answer.
Let me just
how many you get in a script?
Yes. How many have you got there, Ed?
Well, I sell them, so I've got close to 700.
But yeah, wow. So that's what she's up to. And then we discussed the girlfriends. I don't think she's not going to hit anyone.
What was the
She said
daughter?
That none of the girlfriends are as beautiful as her mum. So I said, yeah, well, yeah.
What was
no
the,
one would
what
be.
What was the 16-year-old daughter making of that conversation?
She might have been 8. She was in the back just sort of laughing along. That's the truth. So anyway.
16 is the maximum. They come in strips of 4 and you can get up to 16 in a packet, but you apparently don't need to take the whole one. It's as needs be.
If he has dementia, early onset dementia,
yeah,
can he? Is he all right taking his Viagra?
Like, would he forget
and
then take more?
How involved is she in the process?
I don't think she's. I don't know whether she's there giving him his pill when the date's happening.
Yes.
This is going well, Dad. Let's grab one.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, and he'll be taking 3 at a time. No.
I'd love to hear from people
who do amazing things, don't they?
They do. Because it's love.
That's incredible.
She loves her dad. She loves her dad. Yeah. I'd love to hear from people whose parents are dating.
Yeah, okay, if your parents are dating, it's Ed's day, a double pass to go and see Ed Sheeran at Accor Stadium. It's Friday the 24th of Feb, Saturday 25th of Feb. So 13 10 60 lines are open. Are your parents on the dating scene?
Was he dating? Is he dating in his age group?
Yeah, he said the one of them. I'm not. Well, I only got to discuss one of them.
Or is he like an 82-year-old Leo DiCaprio?
No. She said that the woman, one of his girlfriends, is 82 as well, same age. So yeah.
Wonder what she's going to the doctor to get.
Uzi, Ed, and Erin.
How have you? What memorial have you got for your dearly departed pets? We've heard about shrines. Do you have a tattoo? Do you have the ashes? What do you do? We've got $160 hyper-carting voucher for you. 13 10 60 lines are open. How do you commemorate your dearly departed pets?
Yeah, how do you remember your pet?
Don't do a crystal ball like my hairdresser did outside because the sun shone into it and it caught on fire and the tree stump next to it caught on fire and it's ashes now for dear Fluke.
So how do you remember your pet, 13 10 60? So we had a bad, this happened a while ago. I talked about Teddy, our old cat, who Kate, remember. You remember when I got him back in 2000?
Beautiful, fat Teddy.
Me and my wife got Teddy when we were just going out back in 2006.
White cat.
Yeah, Teddy, a beautiful cat. So Teddy passed. Yeah. He got cancer and we had to have Teddy, what's the word, you know?
Eased out.
Yes, and it was very. Yes. It was tough, but we got through it.
And also, there was a point at which you were away, and your wife was going to have to do it on her own.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
and that was not right.
I got back, and Teddy was in our arms when he passed, and we got him cremated, and the urn turned up, and Teddy is now under the sink in our laundry where Teddy used to sleep for most of his second half of his life. So Teddy, the urn is under the sink and that's great.
But then is that great?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And then a few days later, though, this was a really sad situation. We've got two dogs. We had two dogs, Barkley, who we've had for 15 or 16 years as well, and Bubbles, who turned up through my TV show, Hughesy, We Have a Problem.
Yes.
Bubbles was meant to be adopted by one of the guests on the show. They reneged on the deal, and then we decided to adopt Bubbles. My wife said we should adopt Bubbles.
And Bubbles was a gorgeous, what was she? She was a Bitzer.
Yeah, sort of Shih Tzu sort of cross. Yep. So this is the moment where we spoke to the woman from Denise from Paws, who was looking after Bubbles, and I was back on the radio years ago. Denise?
Yes?
We want Bubbles.
You can have Bubbles. Yay!
I'm forever blowing
bubbles.
So Bubbles was a beautiful dog, and Bubbles was with us for I think, 5 or 6 years.
Really sweet girl.
Yeah, Bubbles turned up when she was about probably 6. So Bubbles lived to about the age of 12.
Mm. And then, how was Barkley with Bubbles? They were good, weren't they?
Fine. Yeah, absolutely. No
Which
issue.
Which is amazing.
No issue whatsoever. They used to play together occasionally. They lived their own lives as well. But Bubbles, this is a really sad situation that happened. We took Bubbles to a groomer. I took Bubbles to a groomer a little while ago just to get a haircut.
Yeah.
And then the groomer rang me and said, can you come and pick up your dog? I'm like, yeah, we'll be there soon. I mean, can't you, the dog just stay there for a little while? We're, about half an hour away. And they said, no, you need to pick up your dog now. I'm like, well, that's weird. Anyway, so we got to the groomers and.
Don't.
Yeah. And then Bubbles would look distressed. And I said, what's.
Oh.
Bubbles
okay.
looked distressed. And I'm like, this Bubbles is. I said, what happened? They said, we don't know. And.
Not
anyway.
Like, as they've groomed her before,
yes,
so they
yes,
know what
yes.
she's normally
fine.
Like. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, and I said, oh, well, all right. So I walked Bubbles out.
How was she when she saw you? Was she?
Happy to see me,
yeah.
but just looked really stressed.
Right.
What's going on here? And so I paid for the grooming and then took Bubbles away. And I'm in the car with my son and I said, we've got to go to a vet because Bubbles looked so stressed. And we went to the vet and the vet was shut. Like, what do we do? And I Googled in the car and said, what's happening here? And Google said that dogs.
What did you Google? Like, what when you say she looks stressed.
Panic attacks. I Googled
panic
attacks.
Right, so she was kind of panting.
Yes.
She was a bit agitated.
Yes.
Right.
So I Googled and they said dogs can have panic attacks when they go to groomers. She's never had one before. But I thought, oh, maybe she's having a panic attack. So we got home and went into the lounge room and then Bubbles was on my lap. And then Bubbles just wanted to get off my lap. And then Bubbles just walked under the couch and I watched Bubbles walk under the couch. I had my wife on the phone saying there's something wrong with Bubbles. And my wife's in the car with my two daughters and they're on loudspeaker. And then I just watched Bubbles just pass. Bubbles passed in front of my eyes under the couch. And it was like, I'm explaining to my wife, I think Bubbles has passed. And it's, yes, she's been crying. My kids are crying. It was, you know, what I love that it happened at home and that Bubbles was not suffering for very long. I think Bubbles must have had a heart attack. Anyway, it was so stressful. But it was sad, you know, but I can't deal with any more. So I just went out in the backyard and dug a hole.
What? For Bubbles?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do that?
I think so. So I dug a hole and just buried.
What, is Bubbles in your backyard?
Bubbles is in my backyard. And what can you see on my palm there? Can you see?
A black spot.
That's a blister from digging the hole, which has stayed with me and will be with me for
a long
time.
I thought you got a tattoo. Like
it's a blister. The Bubbles.
Hang on, I don't think you can just, like, you just live in a normal suburb.
Yeah, you're allowed to,
suburb.
Right. As long as you dig deep enough, and you've got to dig deep.
How deep?
Deep enough that other animals
don't
can't.
Don't forget you've got to dial before you dig,
well,
in case
dial
you hit
before
a pipe.
I did hit a pipe.
Yeah, that's why you dial before you dig.
You hit a pipe?
Well, I hit an irrigation pipe that was, yes.
Irrigation
not,
pipe?
No, I broke it.
You don't have an irrigation
no,
pipe?
No, I do. We do have irrigation pipes. For reticulation, for your, like,
oh,
water.
Oh, for your,
for the
sprinkling.
Sprinklers in the backyard. I broke one of those.
For the hydro.
How deep?
How deep?
Yeah.
About a metre.
Dug a metre.
I dug a metre. That's why I got blisters. So.
For Bubbles.
For Bubbles. Now, right there, Bubbles is just under our trampoline. And every time I get there, I look at Bubbles and go, there you go. Rest.
Are you using the trampoline?
My children use the trampoline.
Oh, yeah. But you're not. On the trampoline. No.
Well, very rarely. I can jump on
the
trampoline.
I don't know. Bubbles was so cute. She would have loved all of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I find it undignified.
Well, I don't know. What else am I going to do?
I think there's a myriad of options beside burying your dog in your backyard under a trampoline.
I love the fact that Bubbles is out there.
Yeah, she would love it, actually.
But let's find out what people have done. What have you done to honour your dearly departed pet? We've got a $160 hyper-carding voucher for you to let us know, because Husey may have to do a little bit of exhuming and do something better.
I don't think you might have to. No, we won't.
Does that sound right to you, Ed, that you can just bury a dog in your backyard?
Of course you can bury it. People will have taught. Have you buried a pet in a backyard?
Yeah, but not if you live in the country.
All right. I tell you, people in the city have buried pets in their backyard.
Whole dog, the whole dog.
Yes, not,
not
yes,
the ashes.
Not cutting them in half and putting them in separate burial plots.
It's a bit decked up.
Susie, Ed and Erin.